Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Super separated dungeons. We're so tired. We were digging holes and building chicken runs and blah, blah, blah.
Digging holes, building chicken runs.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I just said the same thing you said.
Yeah. Sounds like a country western song.
Us digging holes and building chicken runs. Then a chicken bit me on my buns.
It's you gotta toss in the... digging holes and making chicken runs. Blah, 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 blah. Twang.
Twang.
This is
hey.
Normal.
Yay.
And Alex still isn't here.
I screwed everything up by trying to answer your first call on my phone.
No, it was screwed up before.
It was weird. Like, as soon as we came on, it was like we saw that Greg was there, but there was no screen or sound. And we were like, is he even there? And then Greg typed something, and we were like, oh, I guess he is there.
Maybe
and
in the past week, Greg had taken a vow of silence and non-seeing.
Non-seeing.
Invisibility.
I didn't want to tell you before the game because I figured you'd be mad.
You need to learn to be upfront with those things. I know it can feel awkward, but it's best to give your friends advance notice.
Awkward.
Great. Here we go. Great start.
Hey, I already made fun of the way I'm talking.
Yeah, but
I'm so
talk
tired.
More than you.
I'm about to die.
I have to talk the whole time.
My bones hurt. Like, my body hurts.
I'm digging holes, yeah. And it's all hard.
Greg hurt.
Blah, 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 blah.
I was telling Greg that we're digging holes and building chicken runs. Holds. See, I can't talk to you. I'm so tired. It's going to be so bad. Like, our bodies are very, very tired.
It's going to be great. We're digging crypts and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I don't understand what a chicken run is. Is it literally like a track?
It's just a big open area that we have fenced in, but we're trying to fence it in, and you have to dig down so that you can put a protective layer of wire so that nothing can dig into the run. It's one of these projects where you look at it and you're like, that doesn't look like it took a long time.
No problem.
But it's like, it sucks. It's like the... I keep apologizing to Eric that I keep having things in our life. And you're like, you're the reason we have things in our life. And I'm like, right, but you're the guy that has to do a lot of it. And I'm just like kind of slumping along behind you trying to keep up. Like, oh.
And protecting him from the children, preventing him from getting them done.
Right. Oh, my God. And we had so many ticks all over us. I was picking ticks off.
Ticks are the worst.
It's That's disgusting. No good.
Oh, it's gross.
I saw a headline that I don't know if I can, I couldn't even open the article, but it was something about how ticks are the one of the first sort of horsemen of the climate change apocalypse.
Oh, God. Yeah. But, what a depressing thought. And
oh, great. Then we'll all think about that as well every time I get a tick on me.
Right? Oh, no. I mean, it's always been horrible.
Only are ticks shitty, this is also a sign of the world ending.
Right.
Great.
But there are so many signs of that, so don't even, you know what I mean?
Oh,
ticks are already horrible. They're horrible enough. You don't really have to think about them in that context. Don't worry about it.
Enjoy it now. It's going to get much worse.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so many other things going wrong. Just don't even think about
it. Worry about paying for a house long term because the world's going to end before we even get our bills.
Yeah. Yep. No. Oh, I'm glad I could laugh. 100%
financing.
Who cares what interest rate we have?
Yep. Let's do one of those seven arm things. What is it?
Seven arms. That sounds like something holy.
Or an old musical. Seven arms for seven mortgages.
Seven. one of those packages where it's like you pay a nothing mortgage rate, entry rate. For, will you stop giving me cookies?
Ooh.
You said that.
Seven. And it's recorded. Shoot. Anyway, you pay a low interest rate, and all of a sudden you get, like, humongous interest, like, impossible interest rate. Or it's suddenly variable or something. It's a terrible idea.
That sounds bad.
I've never heard. I don't know enough about all that stuff.
It's supposed to, like, if you expect to sell your house within, you know, to not keep it for long.
You're, like, gambling.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Weird. Okay.
Yeah, that is weird.
Because I understand everything about this.
That sounds like one of those bad things that caused 2008 to happen.
Bad country songs, gambling on the apocalypse.
Yep.
I got a balloon mortgage.
I lost seven arms for my mortgage. Blah, 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 blah.
I had to live in my chicken run later that day.
Good thing it was deluxe.
I'm glad I dug those holes. This is the first time we've done the recap before I played the music.
That was our recap?
That whole thing was. Yep.
Sweet. Okay, I think I was seriously asleep the last 10 minutes of the game last
week.
Well,
good thing I recap every time.
Well,
you were dead.
We found your body.
Yes, we totally found your body. I remember that.
Abby's body?
Really?
Rafina's body.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't remember
that. I'm not plugged in.
You
had a pluggy.
I wonder.
She's been reading our lips this whole time.
Woo!
There
it is.
Perfect. I should write a seminar about navigating social situations.
You should write that seminar. You'd be the perfect person to do that.
Not deliver, right.
I'll
apparently that's what you do
slides.
With seminars. And then it's just about when you play the millionaire music. At parties or at work, in meetings. Literally every time I'm just like, what do I do?
Yeah, like, I can hear it when I edit. I can
and
hear
like
him drop
opposite.
Out of conversation.
Really?
And yeah. All he does, he drops out of conversation. The rest of us are talking usually. And then he's, like, waiting. I can tell. He's quiet because he's waiting for the moment where it would be okay to play the music.
Yeah.
Predictable.
Because, like, they talk about how there's, like, alpha males and beta males. I'm like an Omicron male.
What's an Omicron?
It's slightly more than an Omega male.
Really?
Yeah,
it's past
like
Omega?
No, it's like, I don't know, maybe the 19th or 20th letter in the Greek alphabet. It's far down there. It's right before pi.
Oh, no, you're just a kind, decent person.
I just think it's a
funny
word.
Don't even buy into that stupid
But I'm saying
bullshit.
That for me to take charge of
Eric,
something...
Let me take the pressure off.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't even exist.
There's
such a thing as an epsilon male.
Oh, yeah, I don't think
an epsilon male.
An epsilon male, according to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Which, here we go.
Who's even gonna call them out?
Uh-huh.
A weak-willed male in a position of authority. Hereditary rulers who defer to their advisors are the typical example.
Wow, that is me. I defer to you.
No.
Please,
no,
Jafar.
Like, I'm Jafar.
I love the idea of this podcast brought to you by Eric and Jafar.
I don't know, that Sultan guy, he's like, he could be like my Disney alter ego.
Aww. I feel so sad. Even though I know you're
No, I'm
joking.
Scar!
No. No, you're
so badass, you're not even in the right movie.
No, if you were anyone in Aladdin, you'd be Jafar when he's dressed up as the old man in the dungeon. When he's
that was the guy who sold the house to us.
What?
The previous owner of this house. That's who I always say.
Listen,
like. No,
you are
that's
that
an
guy.
Joke. No one will get it.
Yeah, so way to screw it up. I'm just saying that's like totally the character you'd play.
Okay. I might
Do you
play
prefer
a
deeper, more intimate relationships? If so, you're a beta male.
Hmm.
Emma males, every cell in their body has been irradiated by a near constant bombardment of high energy protons.
Like Bruce Banner? Is that what that's supposed
yes,
to be?
Actually, the Hulk appeared in the video.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is too long of a video for you to keep watching it. Turn it off.
All right, sorry. Well, there are 24 types of males, apparently.
Oh, so we're eventually going to get to
Omicron.
I'm hoping that we
alphabet?
Get to...
There's Mu males. I want you to be
a
Mu male.
Ah, there we go.
Omicron.
The Omicron male.
Okay.
even bigger shitheads than Epsilons.
No, my God.
I already played the music, didn't I? Now I'm fucking lost.
Sorry.
any lambda males here who could take over for me? I know a lot of Greek letters. I'm very proud of that fact. I can go through most of the alphabet.
I'm a Phi Beta Kappa male.
Oh wait, out of the camera. We're not showing you. We're doing the secret Phi Beta Kappa handshake. No, no, don't.
We were looking that up the other day because it was so
we've
stupid.
Always made fun of it
because we were both in Phi Beta Kappa or whatever, like, and they do this secret handshake at the end of the initiation thing, and we were always like, this is so stupid. But them. We were trying to look it up online and you can't find it, and we were like, is this actually a secret, like a secret that nobody cares about? Like, there would be a website that said Phi Beta Kappa secret handshake and you click on it and it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. There was no website. I was like, what, this can't be actually anything that anyone cares about, but apparently I guess probably people mm-hmm. do, which was really stupid.
I don't know what to do now. I'm fucking lost. Previously,
play the music.
Oh, I say
just
that
play the music
play
again.
The music.
Oh. Oh, not again!
Are you really doing it this way? Again?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It makes me happy.
You love
I have a few songs
files.
To play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I like this one. This is you guys just running through the crypts, just around all the different columns. Oh, there's Rafina's corpse!
See, I really missed that part. Why am I dead?
All right. So,
you weren't dead.
Let me recapitulate for you. Previously on Pork Fried Dice. I have to do it like a country song, I guess, probably.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you were. You had been teleported to the top of Ravenloft Castle.
No, keep going.
You found yourselves at the top of a hole, and down it went into the castle. Blah, 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 blah. Up in the rafters, there stood a man. He was with the jack-o'-lantern face. He hopped on down and you could tell he was made of gears.
Okay, just stop.
Slow.
Stop. It's going to take the whole time.
No, I like it. It's,
you got to pick up the pace.
It at this speed.
I haven't absorbed a single thing you've said.
All right, we got to find the middle.
Mostly out of protest.
So many different needs in this group. This is really
oh
hard.
Oh, my God.
Well, there you were at the top of the tower, and you...
You went backwards!
Well,
no!
No, I'm... Oh, fine. So, yeah, there's this clockwork
man. Oh, that would be
man.
Pretty sweet. It would be really, really sweet if you could do a recap sometime completely mm-hmm. backwards so that you have to play the podcast backwards to hear the recap.
Uh-oh, now you've given Eric a big idea.
Well, you have to say it backwards.
Phonetically
like
backwards.
You
yeah.
can't just record yeah. it forwards and reverse it, right? Yeah, yeah.
Try to think of the most useless form of actually recapping for you guys. I think that might
you
be it.
You may have hit it tonight.
I think I've hit it many times.
Can you please just recap what we're about to do?
Wait, what?
Can you recap?
She wants you to tell us what we're going
What's
to
about
do.
To happen?
Please recap the future.
Recap the future, please. That would really help us.
Rafina! Fast. It's your kids, Rafina!
Something's gotta be done about your kids.
But yeah, so you reached your hands into a flame. You were yes. teleported to the top of Ravenloft mm-hmm. Spire. Mm-hmm. It was That's this that. Round room at the top of a long spiral staircase. This big open hole in the middle. Definitely mm-hmm. not up to OSHA standards.
Mm-hmm.
No Will handrail. Almost fell in.
I did almost fall in. Because
you appeared right with Bernard at the same time.
Yes.
And his big bare ass shoved yep. you off the edge almost.
It did.
But then... I think Will first caught the glimpse with a flash of lightning
mm-hmm.
of this figure standing up in the,
yes.
sort of tucked away, hiding up in the rafters.
It was very creepy.
He hopped down, and it was this little clockwork man with a face painted like a jack-o'-lantern. Bathwack noticed that he was wearing a necklace very similar to the one he had crafted himself mm-hmm. years ago. Apparently he made it himself, too. He's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to communicate because he can't speak,
mm-hmm.
and his face is just painted, so he can only do body language to
mm-hmm.
communicate hand motions and gestures
oh,
and that
right.
kind of thing. And this is pre-ASL, or maybe not pre, but what's sideways in time?
What?
Well, it's not like this is back in the 1300s. This is in a different world than where we are.
Right, but don't you think, I mean, like, is that true that there was never a way for deaf people to communicate before ASL, which is like
American
sign?
Oh, I'm sure there were tons of ways to do
it. Is it American Sign Language? What is
yeah.
the A?
Yeah, yes, that was the A stands
so
for
like,
ASL.
So, like, America
there
doesn't
are,
even
there are
exist.
Different... exactly.
So, I'm saying there must have been a way.
Right.
Anyway.
But this is in a different world entirely.
Right. So they could have even better sign
okay.
language.
But this guy doesn't know it.
All right. Cool. All
right. Greg, have you gathered anything of what I've said so far? Is this better
yeah,
at all?
Yeah, the second part. Yeah.
Great.
The
okay.
non-song part.
That's good.
The non-song.
By the way, this is a completely new genre. This is also a song, just so you know. I'm starting it today. Find me on Vivo.
Tuneless song.
Yes.
But yeah, so... he and Bathwack seem to have some sort of connection. He was referred to very lovingly, this figure you found, as Captain Clockface.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Don't forget that. The new Marvel superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys decided to head down, and you walked down and down and down and down, and down and down and down and down, and down and down and down. You found yourself outside of the chapel with all the pews where you found the statuette. There was a wall that Lank smashed through with his cunning knowledge of stonework and masonry.
He smashed through
yeah.
with his cunning knowledge.
He artfully created a hole in the wall. And you all crawled through and found yourselves finally in the many times aforementioned crypts of Castle Ravenloft.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that, Abby?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I don't remember being dead. That's the only part.
Right. This is a very...
You were dead in the crypts.
We're getting there.
I'm already there and I'm dead.
Yep.
So I'm here and I'm there.
Yes. This crypt is very hard to see. It's dark and it extends. There's these huge, massive square pillars extending up to the vaulted ceiling above, blocking your view so you can't really see... to the different
oh,
ends
right.
of the room. The ceiling you discovered is covered with bats, roosting bats.
Mm.
The floor is coated with this sort of thick layer of fog or mist, whatever you would call it, low-lying fog. And it's very, it's like oppressively silent and just foreboding. You just feel permeating your bones as you enter this crypt.
It's foreboning.
Ah, you feel it in your... or you feel it in your bones.
I feel it
in your
bones.
And you soon discovered that all the pillars actually seem to double as actual crypts
mm-hmm.
within
okay.
this crypt, or tombs, or whatever the right terminology is. You started reading the names. One of them was Open. It was labeled
mm-hmm.
As a tomb belonging to Irina.
And it said wife, didn't it? Or that was
yes,
another one.
It
okay.
did. You've noted you found two so far that have said wife.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that's. Oh yeah, Irina Kolyana wife. Yep, that's what it said. You read some others. I'm not going to recap them all. The only other one you've opened so far, at least, said Rafina Flangepot, or Seraphina Flangepot on it. Excuse me. And you
did
opened it.
Did it have anything under? It just
there
was the
no.
Name. Okay.
There was no subtitle, and you felt compelled to open that one, and you found.
And wait, were we all looking at it?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody did see it at one point or another. I don't remember the order. And Seraphina was laid out in repose in an advanced state of decay.
Mm-hmm.
Ew!
At Will's instruction, Nick touched it, and Seraphina's corpse dissolved away
mm-hmm.
to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Though Lank did not detect that it was an illusion.
Yeah.
It wasn't like as if it was not there for his magic goopy eye holes. So, that's
okay, so.
That's interesting.
Where we stopped.
Mm-hmm. And then you poked around, you looked at, read a few more. Bathwack was heading south.
I was following Bathwack, I remember.
The last tomb he uncovered was labeled for Davian Mardukov, patriarch of the now mostly dead Mardukovs. And Lank was also checking out on the eastern wall, there was a sort of a barricaded staircase leading downwards into another room. But there's no clear way to make it past those iron bars, at least at this point. So that's kind of where we were. Everybody was poking around, just, you know, trying to get over just the impending feeling of dread and whatnot in this place, and just trying to see what's up.
Well, can we keep poking? Was Bathwack going for something particular?
No, I just wanted to see how far into the, like, where the back wall is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought we could, I think, I'm feeling like we can probably open these at will.
Yeah.
I mean...
At will.
We can open them at open you. Them, you open stand them in front of
stand them. Stand in front of this wall.
Don't open them at me!
Yeah.
So yeah, you had said you were going to head, you're sort of in the southern, you're heading, like I said, heading south, as Bathwack is, and you're sort of in a hallway, if you want to think of it that way. It's all kind of open space, but, you know, the grid-like pattern of these columns makes sort of natural halls, and you were going to head to the north one. And then the next one over, there's a door on the south column. You had found the one that's a Davian on the north one, and that's where we stopped before you made it to the south
one.
So I don't know if that stops you there or if you want to keep going, whatever you want to do.
I mean, yeah, honestly, what I'm looking for is that, I don't know his name, but that jester. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Who appeared when I played the harp?
Piddlewick.
Yeah. Piddlewick, yeah. So when I find the Piddlewick one, I'm definitely going to open it.
Wait. Didn't the pump also have a jester head on?
The what?
Yeah, the pumpkin man's not Piddlewick, though.
I know. The jack-o'-lantern head guy also had a jester hat on.
Yes, he was wearing fool's clothes.
Yeah, which is interesting. I made that connection as well. It's weird.
You guys, this is all illusions. This is all illusions. This is driving me crazy.
They were similarly sized.
So
the jester hats?
The Piddlewick and Captain Clockface. They're both very small men.
But Clockwork Man said he hadn't gone down to the crypt, so I don't think he stole his dead guy's clothes or anything. But maybe he did. Maybe he's evil, and we don't know that. So he could be a giant liar. Okay, well, I'm following Bathwack. What's on this door? Did Bathwack already see what was on that door?
I think he might have. Yeah, I think he did. It says Bas.
That's the chef, right?
Yep. Baskal Offenheis, Chef Deluxe.
Okay.
I don't know, Will, do you want to take a peek in there before we continue?
Oh, I didn't know you knew I was following you.
I mean, you're right there, and I can see everything.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I forgot. That's creepy. I mean, I don't know who that is. Do you want to open it? I don't want to. Why are we want to open it?
I mean, there might be good stuff in there, right?
Oh, like chef stuff? Like a chef's hat and some pastries that are 1,000 years old?
A Ginsu knife set? I've always wanted to cut through a can, says Nick.
Go ahead, why don't you open it and go in, and I'll see if it can lock from the outside.
would you rather open Davian's?
Oh wait, like why would Davian have one? Yes, let's open Davian's because that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so no, Davian is the one who, he died defending us.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that talked like this, the older one.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But why does he have a crypt here? That's weird.
I wrote him an elegy.
And Lank carved him a statue.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
You open Davian's crypt.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
This room, there is no bier or platform or whatever in this one. This one is filled with drifts of raven feathers.
Oh.
Like, for you, Will, like thigh high.
You broke up there for a second.
It's full of drifts of raven feathers.
That is raven feathers. So weird.
drifts of raven feathers.
Like as you open the door, they spill out. Like it's like he was thigh high,
buried in his raven form and molted.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, is it a quantity that'd be like, oh, these could have all come off of Davian?
No,
because we all saw him.
Way more.
It's too many feathers.
Yes, it is a 10x10 room filled thigh high with feathers.
Well, Lank's not aware of any of this, but if he was, he'd be like, that's way too many feathers.
Well, maybe it's some sort of custom for were-ravens to...
every day they pluck off a feather and put it in a jar. Like, at the end of their lives, they're buried with all of the
feathers.
That's
so weird.
But why is it here?
they mail it to Strahd.
I know, like, why... Why is it in this script? All right, this is obviously something put here to mess with us because this makes zero sense. Everyone, there's a huge pile of raven feathers in this crypt over here that had Davian's name on it, in case anyone cares.
Will's voice echoes through this solemnly quiet chamber, booming through. Everybody can hear, and the echoes sort
of drift
away.
I get a little self-conscious, like... Mm-hmm. Realizing how loud that was.
I
finally realized that our
my computer's just not working.
It's being a little
you went black for a second.
Yeah, you disappeared.
Oh, can you hear us?
Frozen again.
Greg, what did you do?
I touched nothing.
You piece of shit.
Also, you know, this is now a couple hours old, but I noticed that you called me a liar in the text message. So.
I did.
What happened?
Well, my phone's off. That should teach you to be glued to your phone like a normal adult male in 2019.
What happened?
It's because our signal is bad here. He said he got multiple copies of my text.
Yeah, and I always get multiple copies of Greg's.
And I said no. He asked if I meant to send it, and I said no. And then I said, but your reply came through twice.
Yeah,
and
it happens all the time.
Like, this was not something that I did, and I hereby swear that I did not do this. And I just said in all caps, liar. And now he just saw it.
It was good memory. It was, I hereby swear that I did no such thing, and you called me a liar.
Yes.
If we hadn't had all the technical difficulties of getting connected, I was going to get on the call just to say I'm not playing tonight because my feelings are hurt.
We know you don't have any feelings.
Well, that takes the sting out of it.
All right. So, Will yelled to everybody that, I don't know exactly what you said, a bunch of raven feathers.
Yeah, I was saying there's a bunch of raven feathers and Davian's name is on here, and that's really weird because that doesn't make any sense. Something like that.
Yep. And everybody heard it.
And then I said I felt self-conscious about it. I felt unconscious. God damn it.
Took a lot of breath. Yell that loud.
I fainted right at the end.
You do notice that it seems to be sort of carried out from you. The bats above kind of start moving.
Oh,
I was
going
to ask. I did not want to bring it up because I didn't know if you remembered. But was my thought. I was like, I wonder what the bats think of this. I was like, I'm not going to say a thing about it.
Like sort of like following on the sound waves of the echo. There's just this rustling sort of spreading outwards.
No. I never talk again. I cut my own throat out.
After a few seconds, these seem to settle down,
okay.
But definitely agitated them a little bit. Your loud noises in this holy or unholy place.
Gesture to Nick to come over to me so I can use him as a texting service.
Scurries over. What's up, Will?
You have to text what I say. Text. You have to message people with what I say.
Okay.
I already said it for now, but if there's anything else,
okay. Who should I send that to?
I thought you'd be right up Bathwax's butt. Isn't that where you usually are?
But that clockwork guy is in my spot.
Oh, he is? Oh, well, move him aside. Does he have to be up his butt?
That's so rude, Will.
Two guys up his butt? Come on.
Who All should right. I send that to?
To Bathwax, please.
He won't be able to breathe.
Don't send it to me. I'll just send it back.
You can reply.
The microphone isn't on.
Recipient not found.
Oh. Check your mic settings.
Ours?
Maybe it might have not. Tap it. Tap it. Yeah, it's not on.
Yeah, it's not on.
Oh, that might be good. Tap it. Nope.
Okay, now it's
on. Tap it! Tap it! Tap
Tap it! Tap it!
No, don't touch it! Don't touch it!
No, no, that's too loud! Sorry. Okay.
There okay. we go. That was all audio from our pork fried dice sex tape right there. That passed.
Yeah, right there. Right there. Don't touch it!
Oh my god.
Greg knows what's up.
Yeah, you and Greg are like on another level, man.
Alright. So, you've all heard Will yell this thing about the
and then
the
I said two guys up Bathwack's butt, and I told you to text that to Bathwack.
And he did.
Okay, good.
You in Bathwack in your head, you hear two guys up Bathwack's butt.
From Nick. Oh, man.
From Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
I sent it.
High five.
He said to Will.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm gonna surreptitiously kind of look over my shoulder and make sure that my butt is where it belongs.
It is. There's a clockwork man right
where
behind
it. Belongs.
I don't know if that. What's Lank doing? Does that bring you over? Are you still inspecting the bars? Are you going north? What's Lank up to?
Lank was going to come over, but then thought of the bats, and so. I don't think I'm a particularly stealthy individual. There's something I'm good at that I always forget about. Oh, it's deception. I'm very good at deception.
You guys have been walking around in here. It seems like just Will trying to yell to everybody disrespectfully in this place.
I'm actually really good at stealth. I didn't realize that.
You fucking
burglar. I'm so stealthy I forgot.
You're a fucking thief and a liar, Greg, and so is your character.
I'm gonna hang up the call. Or I would if I didn't have to, if everybody just keeps dropping the call, but... backhanded slap. Lank is looking to see if there's a way to raise this portcullis, or portcullis-like bar. You said it last time that they might slide up.
You think
up
it might act like that, yeah, that they're vertical bars, so if they go anywhere, they're going to go up and down, up or down. Yeah, I mean, you can give me a... investigation role or perception to see if you see any obvious switch or button or
that
dial
is
valve.
Something.
Yep.
Certainly.
I bet it is.
Perception. You said it could be perception or investigation?
Sure.
Let's go with perception. Mm-hmm. So that's 16.
Okay.
It would have been 15 if it wasn't.
You're familiar with, you know, stonework and construction, and you don't see anything in any of the places around here where something like that would be tucked away. So it looks like this is not something that's easily opened. It seems like you would maybe safely assume it's some form of defense or security. You know, something not where you just walk up to. It's not there to look cool, basically. It's serving a purpose to keep someone
then
on your side.
Thinking
out.
That we might encounter, since we're opening crypts and sometimes there are secret levers and stuff, Lank is going to tiptoe his way over to rejoin the group so that we're not all spread out.
Okay. Is Rafina with everybody as well? Or is she off?
I'm not separated, but I'm looking around at the at the crypts. I'm looking for Esmeralda.
Okay. Yeah, you haven't found Esmeralda or her name yet, but she could be in any of these, you think. I mean, it's possible. She's the right size. She'd fit.
Well, who wouldn't? Would Bathwack not fit in one of these?
Bathwack would fit.
Good.
That dragon you fought, didn't fight outside that tower, it wouldn't fit.
Okay.
But most of the people and beings you've run into would fit in these. Okay. 10 by 10, so pretty big.
Was there a smell of death or anything in that feather room? Just feathers.
Mm-hmm. The smell of whatever that many feathers smells like.
Crafts. It's the smell of crafts.
It smells like paste.
So I want to make sure there's nothing in the feathers with the...
Lank jumps in like it's a ball pit.
That might be fun. Wow.
Well, if Lank's going to jump in, I won't stick my sword into the pile then.
I appreciate it.
Whoever's trying to poke around, you can give me an investigation check.
Are you jumping in, Link?
Yeah.
There's plenty of room to also poke your sword.
All right. I'll help investigate then.
Ooh, that's a 19.
Okay.
It's not a crit because... So it adds up to 20 if it's an investigation or a perception check.
Okay. What about Bathwack?
Oh, it's going to be terrible. Zero. Rolled a natural one.
Oh no!
I stabbed myself in the foot.
I was going to say, you absolutely stabbed me.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
So, you found Lank's heart.
Right. So, Lank, as you just jump in, spread eagle into this pile of feathers, they just poof up. Poof! And these feathers just fill the air. And you feel your foot clunk against something.
Oh.
Feels like something big and heavy.
Oh.
And you sort of rush for it. And at the same time, Bathwack, your sword stabs down into where his foot had clunked something.
Uh-oh.
And you hear a crash and a tinkle.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, you broke it.
Broke something.
Oh, crap.
It was my foot. I wear glass slippers.
Just in case.
No judgment.
That's the D&D form of Tinder. You just wear a glass slipper and see what happens.
And yet I've got no one up my butt.
So,
it's a shame.
Lank's going to start, doing armfuls of feathers out the door to try to clear, to figure out what's going on.
Got it. Okay.
I'm going to step back out in the hallway. I've done enough good here.
I didn't even play this. So yeah, Lank, you uncover, it looks like a shattered wine bottle.
Ooh.
And
is it the
wet,
very last bottle of,
oh my gosh,
dragon?
You find the label.
Champagne de l'Estomp.
Champagne
de l'Estomp. Find the label, and it says on it, Champagne.
Oh,
oh
no!
And it's been l'Estomped.
It has been l'Estomped.
Or l'Estabbed.
Sorry, Greg, I didn't catch any of what you just said.
It
didn't
it was
sink
hilarious.
In at all. Oh, okay. So, yeah, there's a puddle of liquid of some type, you would assume. Probably a very, very fine wine.
And some delicious raven feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could suck the wine out of some of those damp feathers
no.
if you wanted to.
I've seen wine bottles break before. You don't know where those shards have gotten to. I just feel fortunate that I didn't get, stabbed.
So. Yeah, your glass slippers are attacked.
I'm going to remove, is it shattered many, many pieces, or, split in half? How many pieces are we talking
about? The top of it is sort of broken into many pieces. The bottom is sort of it tipped over when it got smashed, so there's nothing left in it. But the bottom half is kind of intact, but
I'm going to hand that out and then carefully continue to see if there's anything in here I don't want to cut myself.
Yeah. Yeah, with your original roll, you're able to sift around pretty quickly. You don't seem to find anything else in here.
Do you think this was the last one?
I don't know, says Nick.
Bathwack's kind of ashamed, so I'm just moving down the hall.
Don't
Will is just grinning.
I wasn't there. I decided once I saw the feathers and I saw everyone looking.
You're
I was just looking
way.
Over.
I don't
here.
Think yeah. I would have felt comfortable drinking this, even if it hadn't been broken.
Hmm.
Like, it's in a crypt full of feathers. There's.
Yeah.
That's a red flag where I come from in underground dirt town.
Dwarftopia.
That's
canon. That is canon. Alright, so while you guys were doing that, Will was wandering southeast through the next set. The to your left, right on the map, to the east, there's a column sort of built into the wall, and on the side of it there is a door.
Okay, what does it say?
This one says, King Dostron the Hellborn.
He sounds fun.
Yeah.
Let's let him out.
Oh my god.
Just kidding. Don't do it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. We don't know that name, so I don't want to release some mummy that's going to attack us all. I'll swing around the side and keep going.
Which way? To the west?
Where can I go? What are the options? Now I'm in the darkness.
Lots of ways.
Oh. Oh, wow. It keeps going for real. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way we can just get a list of all of the names?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm just strolling casually because I think I feel like the sense I'm getting from this place is that it's just like a hall of mirrors of fuckery.
Like, I mean, if everybody is exploring, we can like go like person to person and have everybody take turns in terms of where they're going and what they're looking at, if that makes sense. And then if something catches somebody's eye, we can stop and. Does that make sense? Is that
sure?
Sure, that makes sense to me.
Did Will communicate to us that he found that door?
I don't think I said anything about that one because it's like nobody we recognize. The only reason I said the thing about Davian was because I thought we knew that guy. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, maybe people would be interested, but sorry. Would you want to know? I can think of a reason to say it out loud.
It was more, I think, Lank is really curious about what's behind the iron bar. So anything in that wall, he would be curious about getting farther in.
Was that on this wall? Is that this?
No, it's up north. It's where the stairs are.
No. Saying which one mm-hmm. I looked at.
To
this one.
The right of Will's okay. icon.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Yeah, that door, like if it sort of scoops around into that area or if there's a lever in there or something, you know, King Crypts might have levers.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I guess we could all... what do we want to do, guys? We could have a plan. Do we want to... Is everyone done in the Raven Feather Party? Do we want to walk around? And...
Yeah, I think this one's pretty empty. Lank's coming out. He's for like the next 20 minutes, he's going to be picking feathers out of his clothes.
And your mouth.
Especially beard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The ones in his mouth, though, then he gets little tastes of Lestamp.
Maybe, ooh,
the
if
last
he's lucky.
One.
I don't know how buoyant those are in the air.
Well, Lank's really close to the ground.
Oh, that's true. Yes, they float up a millimeter right into his mouth.
They're buoyant, so Lank is actually floating around the room.
So
what does everybody do? Does everyone want to stay together and like everybody as a group just
that's
moves
what I was trying
in mass?
To discuss
stay relatively close.
Right.
Well, we could if we went down between two rows, then at any moment each of us could be looking at four different ones, and then we could all move in a little group to the next group of four.
That sounds safe and acceptable.
Let us organize.
That's good. I'm going west.
Are you even listening to me?
If Lank comes around this side, he's going to check out the door.
Yep. You see the same thing. Whatever I said before. King Dostron the Hellborn.
I'm going to knock on the door.
Lank.
All right. You knock on the door. Sounds like knuckles on stone.
Hmm.
Is there anything, any kind of stirring on the inside?
No.
I'm going to stare at Lank like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you knocking on that door?
Lank, you want me to just open it for you?
King, he might be like, oh shit.
Right. And then attack us.
I imagine he gets up off of the beer or whatever, and he just opens his mouth to the size of the door. And then he's just standing behind there waiting.
Oh my god, that's so scary.
Lank's idea was that he would hear something, like some sort of movement or, you know, any kind of sign of life or undead light, you know, whatever, movement.
You do not, whether that's because nothing moved or because these are super thick stone doors that would block any sound, you're not sure, but nothing obvious.
Hmm. Okay.
Lank's going to try to open the door.
Oh.
Okay.
He's opening a door, everybody. Oh. I'm gonna back away. I'm backing away.
I'm putting feathers in the terrarium.
All right. Resting in the center of this crypt is a 7-foot-long gilded sarcophagus.
Ooh.
Its lid painted with the likeness of a screaming king.
Oh,
wearing,
a screaming one.
Mm-hmm, wearing a crown of horns.
Oh.
Looming behind the sarcophagus is a stuffed owlbear.
Whoa.
Frozen in a roar. With claws outstretched.
What is an owl bear?
It's basically something that's the size of a bear, but it's kind of like an owl.
Yeah.
It's got
Does
like
it fly?
Arms and legs, no, but it's got feathers
yep.
and a beak.
It's got, yeah, it's got
it's
like an owly
face. It's basically like, yeah,
yeah.
An owl, a bear with an owl head and feathers.
It's like an animal in D&D
it's
land.
It's a D&D thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but it's stuffed, and they're raven feathers, not owl bear feathers in the other crypt, right?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I guess none of you are ornithologists, so But the other ones were black feathers. This is owl bears are like, you know, brown, tawny, tan.
They're so cute. Kind of
yeah.
Aw. Okay.
Yep. So that's what you see there, Lank.
Lank's going to... So the painting on the coffin lid, or the sarcophagus lid, is... The king appears to be in pain?
It looks more like a war cry kind of scream.
Oh, the... Like,
fuck
okay.
you!
That's a good war cry. Oh.
Yeah. That's one of them. That was Charlemagne's war cry.
In English. Gonna leave. If he had looked like he was suffering, even on the painting, Lank was probably going to intervene further, but I'm gonna glance around the room just for levers, buttons.
Investigation check.
Garage door openers for that thing in the middle.
Something Bluetooth capable.
That is a 13 total.
Okay. No, you don't see any such device in this room.
Well, I am going to leave King What's-His-Face to rest in peace.
Okay.
Even though he doesn't look peaceful.
Clearly not in peace, but yes.
There might be something.
But that's by his own design.
There might be something really interesting in there.
In that,
didn't
in
you
that...
go west, Bathwack?
Yeah,
I did.
And speaking of which...
I'm just this is just my conscience speaking in your ear.
Yep. So you're looking at that door on that south from where you are, that south crypt, yeah. And it is blank.
Ooh.
A
blank door. That's
weird.
He's
definitely gonna open it. Open
Whoa, what?
Open it. Open it.
Is Rufina right next to him cheering?
I'm pretty close.
Alright, if you're right there, alright, fine. I'll open it.
Here. You boy, open this door.
Alright, so this blank doored crypt, you open it up, it is blank, it's blank, it is empty, except for two alcoves in the back walls. Above the alcoves are carved the following words, pass not these portals, ye foolish mortals.
Oh, it rhymes.
What does that mean?
Is anyone here not mortal?
What was what?
Pass not these portals.
Ye mortal. Pass not these portals, ye foolish mortals. That's tough.
Oh.
But I'm not foolish, so I can.
Bernard, I don't want to speak too loudly. Can we get Bernard to go through this? I mean, he's not mortal, right?
Where's Steed? Bernard's
already
dead. I miss Steed.
I could summon. We could send Steed through.
But he wouldn't tell you anything. He doesn't communicate with you very nicely.
Steed?
Yeah.
Sure he
does. He doesn't tell you English things.
No.
I mean things in English.
Things in England. He doesn't tell you about the Queen or anything. What an asshole.
I want to know about the royal baby! Come on, Steed!
Alright, well, if that's the case, then bring us your horse.
Well, it'll take me 10 minutes.
Oh, well... We've got a bear right here, or a dog, rather.
Yeah,
a dog. Saint Bernard. Saint.
So those words are above both portals. Like, it's not just one.
Across, yeah, stretched across both. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you're not there.
What do the portals themselves look like?
They're not portals. They're just alcoves. Like, little niches where you could imagine, like, a statue being put in one. It's kind of like a rounded out, sort of carved out
depression.
Thing. Yeah.
Wow. I see. So, but is there a path back there or just a wall?
It's just a wall. It just looks like, it's like basically what my description is rather apt. It looks as if there could be just like, it looks like in, you know, churches and stuff where a place where a statue could stand decoratively facing outwards.
Yes. Yes,
two
yes,
of them,
yes.
Side
I
by
see.
Side.
But it says not to pass these portals, so you're curious.
I am curious.
Send
you
the dog.
Are so ready for him to try out the he can't hear no. Because you're like, you want to try out those portals. Because you know. And you're saying yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want to. Do you want to walk through them, Rufina?
Of course not.
She's not foolish.
I'm not foolish, so I could, but I'm not going to. All
right.
Do you want to go? Maybe I'll
can
start...
you please just ask Bernard?
Yeah. He's over there.
Go
get him.
And the bats descend.
You guys hear whistling. You do see some disturbances in the bats, though not as bad as when Will yelled at the top of his lungs about the drifts of raven feathers. So you guys do hear Rafina whistling as if to a dog over where you are, Will and Lank and St. Bernard.
And Nick is with them, right? He's not following me anymore, even though I told him to? Thanks, Nick. Thought we were friends.
Oh, you did tell him that. He would remember that. I didn't. He's definitely with you.
All right. I'll brain text whoever I think is whistling.
You think it's Rafina? You're pretty sure it's Rafina. Right? You don't even know if Nick anatomically if Bathwack can whistle, so.
Turtly beak.
If he was whistling, it would come out of his orifice.
He can whistle underwater.
What's it called? Never mind.
His respiration orifice. Yes,
I will ask Nick to send a message to Rafina. Like, what's going on?
What's going on, Rafina? You hear in your head from Nick.
And I say in my head, bring us the dog to go through an immortal portal.
Bring us the dog to go through an immortal portal.
What does that mean?
Just do it!
Just do it.
That's my
brother!
You guys
are like 25 feet apart.
Yeah, you guys can kind of hear each other talking.
Wait, I'm getting a feedback.
I'm going to look at Bernard and be like, I don't know what they want, but be careful. I don't know what they're going to try to do to you.
Should I go over there?
No!
Okay, then I won't.
I'll go over there. I'll circle around and know where they are. Sure.
I take one of the feathers out of my terrarium and I toss it into one of the alcoves.
You take what out?
One of the feathers that I've been putting into the terrarium.
Oh, okay. One of the raven feathers or just a random feather from your travels?
No, one of the raven feathers.
Okay. All right. It flutters to the floor and sits there.
Okay.
Are they in the crypt or just outside?
I think they're... Well, she had to go in if she put a feather in one of them.
Okay. Well, I kind of...
They're against the back wall. You didn't go in the alcove, but you're definitely in the crypt if you did that. Yeah. They're along the back wall.
Okay.
And they're 10 by 10, right?
So I read the words.
Pass not these portals, ye foolish mortals.
And what do you want to do?
He's not a mortal, so he can go in the portal.
I don't know if that's true. Bernard, would you want to do that?
Not really.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that. He's not a dog. He's my brother.
But think about how much we would learn.
What about your horse, Bathwack? Huh? Is he immortal?
He said it would take 10 minutes.
All right, then take 10 minutes. How about that? Instead of sacrificing my brother. You good people. Look at this paladin and cleric trying to kill my brother all over again. I see how it's going.
But he would come right back. It doesn't even hurt.
It takes me 10 minutes. No, it does hurt. He said it hurts to die. Yeah, see, he just told me again. I wish he could tell
sadly.
You.
Why do you keep killing him then?
I'm not trying to. I know I'm horrible, but he said it hurts. And your horse clearly is horrible because it comes from you. So let him die, okay? Just kidding, Bathwack. You're great. And your horse is spectacular.
So, Bathwack, what do you think?
When he says nothing, he's really scary, I say to Bernard in my head.
Just thinking, Will. He's not necessarily thinking about how to kill you.
Yes, he is. We all know how this ends.
I probably think about how to kill you more than he does.
Bernard! Fine, go through the portal. I'm just kidding. Don't do it.
Well, he started to...
I know.
He raised a paw.
Oh, man, I don't like that.
Well, Will, if Steed dies, I'm gonna summon him about 30 feet over your head.
Okay, and then I'll move out of the way.
All right, good. It's a plan. All right.
Crash to the ground, and you'll kill him again.
That's fine. I'll summon Steed.
Okay. So Bathwax starts to pray, guys.
Okay.
What is Lank doing? Did you follow along and are waiting to see what transpires, or are you?
Yeah, I was over by the door to the sarcophagus room, so I guess now just moving on.
You can see a few doors.
Looking around this corner, so the southeast extent.
You can see that it it heads down, and you might have found, finally, the southern wall of this room.
Mm. Oh!
Maybe. That's worth reporting, and instead of trying to whisper text and all that crap, I'm going to come over and talk to people.
Yep.
I think I found the end. An end. One end.
Oh, that's good news. All right.
I thought so, too.
I'm not in the crypt anymore, because it's boring waiting for Bathback to finish praying.
Why don't we look at the doors around here?
I'd like to.
Yeah, you've got 10 minutes.
Alright. There's one right here, to the right.
Yep,
or Rafina,
there is.
Let Rafina go first, though, because she...
Wait, isn't that one already open?
Oh, did
not
we see
by
this
you,
one?
By Will.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so this one right here, north of where Will's icon is, directly to the west, or east of the alcove port, crypt. That one says, Sir Klutz Tripolotsky. He fell on his own sword.
Oh, no. Well, that sounds like there's a Klutz magic book in there. Let's go get it. It's much better than my magic tricks. Maybe there's a fake finger I can pull a handkerchief
out
of. Some
soft juggling balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be great.
I do my little trick that opens the door.
All right, it's pretty impressive. It does open, but it's this big slab of, you know, stone being moved out of the way. And thuds to the ground.
Thud.
Will has to jump out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And within is revealed. In the center of this crypt, atop a marble slab, human bones lie amid the empty shell of a suit of rusty plate armor.
Huh.
Plunged through the armor's breastplate is a longsword.
They just buried him like that. He fell on his sword and we just fucking left him there. Oh, well.
So yeah, it's like sticking straight up, like, oh, towards the ceiling.
You wouldn't fit into a coffin, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true. It'd be a weird custom cylinder
those
you'd have to put on top.
Expensive, yeah. Yeah. Custom-made coffins.
Should we just
if
insert...
If they made the coffin to look like, you know, like a... some sort of plinth or something. So it's like the sword and the stone, and somebody goes to pull it out and pulls out a guy.
Yeah. What does this make me the king of? I don't know.
So is that the only the only thing in there?
That you can see.
Okay. Well, they have labeled this one correctly. Next!
Yeah, what, like, let's go
there's a door by
circle
Lank.
The one that Bathwack is in praying.
Okay, sure, makes sense.
So we stay by him, but can still investigate some of these.
Got it. Okay. The one south of Lank, which is southeast of the praying one, on the door of that it says, Rudolf van Richten. And then it says, Legendary Vampire Hunter. But almost all of those letters are kind of like scratched out.
Oh.
Except for the letter in legendary, the letter G is left, the I is left in vampire, and the T is left in hunter.
Whoa!
Funny!
Whoa!
Oh, very clever.
That could have been any one of us.
It's probably Esmeralda, though.
I thought it was going to be like legendary vampire hunters in like Comic Sans.
Or
you
like
know?
Quotation marks.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Comic Sans is way funnier.
Should we open this one or nah, you know? Screw that.
Does anybody have an extra
door? It'll
probably
be a disappointment.
There's going to be 20 vampires in there just waiting. That's where all the vampires will be.
Just having a beer.
Yep. Oh my god. Oh, that's so... I'm curious, though. Did he die? So wait a second, guys. This is in character. So did he die? I guess.
Open it up and talk to him if
well,
he's
before
there.
Before we jump to that conclusion, we found Rafina dead, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Like, pokes Rafina in the arm. I think she's fine.
Should we look? I mean, everything else...
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
let's
we
look.
Should look.
Let's look.
I'm so glad I got that sound. It's amazing. So, you open this one, and within there is another marble slab. Lying atop are, you think, human bones. They're severely charred.
Oh, he died in the Blue Water Inn.
Laying next to the bones is his sword cane, sort of half out of the sheath.
Oh, that's sad.
And he's got his hat sort of perched near the top of his head.
Oh, that's fucking awful.
Can talk to him. Can you talk to him?
Does he have any lips?
No.
Oh,
no
shoot, lips. I forgot about the lips claws.
Yeah, all the right. Lips claws, yeah. I didn't know
about
that either.
My favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, the lips claws.
Or favorite porn, whatever.
I think Will would remember this, because one, it's an item of fashion, but also it's very much in his milieu.
The hat! I wanted his hat! I remember that!
See? I told you.
Okay, wait a second. It's gonna be gross. You're gonna steal it, aren't you?
Is it burned?
No.
Before
it's
you...
not burned.
Can I check? Lank would have looked in. Is this real?
It does not appear to be an illusion. To
yes,
your
but your
eye sockets,
eyeballs are not necessarily reliable
well, yeah,
around
like,
here.
When we touched the Rafina corpse, it like dissolved, so it wasn't real.
I will lean my way in there and, yoink!
Okay. You guys all see Will surreptitiously lean his whole body in and pick up Rudolph Van Richten's hat of disguise.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited.
Will!
Does
what?
It do anything to the corpse?
What nothing, are you doing?
Nothing happens. It looks like he picks up the hat. It's
wanted to see this hat back when he was alive, and now that he's dead, does he even need it anymore? He's not, unless he's disguised as bones, which, nope, he's still dead. My hat now, right?
Unless this isn't actually him and that hat is cursed and you're gonna die.
Oh, wait, don't tell me things like that. I'm paranoid.
I'm actually trying to point out that that's just I wouldn't have drunk the wine. I wouldn't have settled on that hat.
Hey, you know what? If I put this on Bathwack while he's praying, do you think it will disturb him? Who can I test this on? Nick!
What?
Would you like to be in a disguise for a second? And possibly cursed?
Whoa, what kind of... Wait, yeah. What?
I didn't bring it up so that you could hand it off to somebody else.
All right, fine. I put it on.
Okay, you're wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Here come the bats.
You're wearing a hat.
Here come the bats.
Okay, so how does it work? Do I disguise myself as whatever the heck he was wearing?
Putting it on, you feel like you just have to kind of think. But it's very similar. You feel like it's a very familiar feeling to when you do your Mask of Many Faces kind of thing.
Oh, it's a hat that lets me cast that spell or something?
Basically, it feels like it's redundant.
This is redundant, and yet I like it. I'm going to take it. What does it look like? Does it always look like the same hat?
Yeah, it looks like, it's kind of like a...
Please don't say fedora.
No. It's a propeller beanie.
Yes!
It's not a fedora. It's a trilby.
No, it's kind of like, remember his disguise was his ringmaster?
Oh, like it's a circus hat?
It's like a kind of like a top hat, but not like a chic black.
Something I would see in my town.
No, it's like striped like red and black.
Okay, well, maybe I can do something with this like I'm doing something with my cloak. I'm going to take it and put it in my bag.
Okay.
Yeah. What do I call it?
It's a hat of disguise.
Yes!
Clever.
I like it. All right.
I'm going to see if I can dye that sucker so it doesn't look like a ridiculous carnival man's hat.
Carnivalman.
I'm sorry, Rictavio. You lay there dead and I'm making fun of your hat.
You presume.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Is he Oh, God. Does he come to life when
he
I put
doesn't.
It on?
Nope. I would have said that.
Is it like a demented Frosty the Snowman hat? If I put it on him, will he come to life?
Happy birthday!
He's just a scary skeleton now. Happy birthday. Oh, that's creepy. All right, well, I got some loot. Isn't that what adventurers do, right, guys? I'm new. I'm still new to this, right? You're supposed to get loot.
Loot.
I got some. What's next?
are you guys still going around the horn? Does anybody else want to do anything with Rictavio? Do you want to close the door and respect?
I mean, we at least met him.
Yeah.
I should probably have left a little thing for Davian as well, but the little flower and coin.
Hmm. You can run up there. It's like 30 feet away.
Aww. Yeah, we haven't gotten that far.
Mm-mm.
Let me just take a moment and take out two silver pieces.
That's right. Okay. Cool.
Lank would be curious to go down... Well, crap. Go down here.
Hmm.
To the south wall, just to confirm that this is, in fact, the end.
Yeah, so you can see, you know, with your magic-y eyes in the darkness, it looks like basically the south wall. It's broken only in one place, right in the center.
Hmm.
There is a set of... the start of a set of stairs Uh-oh. Leading downwards again.
Downwards?
Downwards.
What? These, really?
These one also blocked...
Will and Lanka. Jinx!
These one are also blocked by vertical iron bars.
Oh.
Oh. Man, this is beginning to sound like a Legend of Zelda dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Push that pot over onto that pressure plate.
You gotta hit the crystal and the bars slide down. And...
If you swing your sword at the wall, it makes a weird sound. Put a bomb there. And then you open the chest.
And there's another lawsuit for poor Triton.
Alright. So, Will, are you trying to find the door to the next one?
Yeah, sort of I'm just around walking the around. Circle? Yeah, walking around the circle.
You peek around the corner and you see it's on the western wall of that one.
Oh, Rafina, are you coming, Nick? Are you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming.
I'm right behind you. You told me to follow you.
Right, I just didn't see your icon moving. I'm sorry. I see you. Of just, course, I see just, you clear as day.
Alex is controlling mine, so I blame him.
What was on the far east wall? I'm not there, but...
That was the king one, right?
This one...
Which
so
one?
just south of the king one.
You haven't really. It looks.
Oh, okay.
If anybody had kind of looked at the, there's like a little corridor that heads off that way.
Oh
but
my
nobody
gosh.
Really went over there yet. Mm. The door that you guys find on the western wall of that column, it says Growlmore Nimble Knobs.
Oh my god! I love that.
Wizard Ordinaire.
Ordinaire. Oh, this guy!
Oh, we love him so much.
Sad. That sounds like the saddest. It's like the cutest name ever, but he's just ordinaire. Why is he in here? You guys, I just like whip around and again, I'm just like, guys, what is this crypt about? This is just a hall full of fuckery. This is not a crypt. This is just traps or illusions meant to mess with us. This doesn't make any sense. Wizard Ordinaire?
I totally agree.
Wizard Ordinaire? What does that even mean? Is it like me before I became a warlock? Like, is it just somebody who can do, like, parlor tricks with their hands?
He
like...
bought the Klutz book for magic.
Yeah, exactly. He's the one that found the Klutz book, and then he became a Wizard Ordinaire. I mean, seriously, guys. That's what I'm saying. I'm genuinely saying that stuff.
Yep. We're being messed with.
Oh, Wizard Ordinaire. All right,
I think
what's
we need
the...
to keep going, though, anyway.
Are we going to peek in this one or no? Are we satisfied with him being ordinary?
I mean, you guys, I stole a dead guy's hat, and it's a pretty great hat. Maybe there's something in here, too. Maybe we should
Let's check. Let's check.
With a wiggle of Rafina's nose, the slab slides open.
I love that it's that we don't even have to touch it.
Lying on a marble slab in the center of this crypt is the corpse of a man with a long white beard.
Aww.
His skin clings tightly to his skull and bones, and he wears dusty red robes. Clutched to his chest is a wooden staff that has a brass knob on one end and a marble knob on the other.
Hmm.
He's so ordinary,
That's
you guys.
Really ordinary.
Do we think that the staff is magical or ordinary?
Probably.
Lank wouldn't
or
tell.
A curtain rod.
That's totally what it is.
I'm going to get it.
Well, if he has skin, does he have lips? Can I talk to him?
You could try.
I'm going to try. Should
Ooh,
I try to
good
talk
idea.
To him, guys?
Talk to the ordinary guy.
Yeah.
I could try to talk to him.
I mean, any insights we can get.
Okay. We should probably figure out like where he's from. Did he work for Strahd or something? Like, why is he here, right? So, let's see. What was your job? What did you do? What do you think? Will is actually saying all these things out loud.
He's trying to
Why
plan
are
out.
You... Yeah. How do you come to be here?
Yeah, in...
He'll just say script. That he died.
Right,
that,
exactly.
That's a...
Why are you, is your final resting place in Strahd's castle? Does that sound good enough, maybe? It will never be good enough. I'll just try it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So
I get
closer, and I'm doing my gesturing thing, mm-hmm. and then, like, out of his mouth is coming stuff, and mm-hmm. it's going into my ears and stuff.
Yep.
And
it tastes old and spicy.
Ooh, spicy! It's spicy,
not
guys.
Not like spicy, like Frank's
old chai. It's like chai tea. He's very ordinaire. He's a he's a basic bitch. It's pumpkin spice.
Yep. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What? He's so ordinaire. Is that what you are? I'm asking, why is your final resting place in Strahd's castle?
He worked here.
Okay. What did you do in Strahd? What did you do for Strahd?
Strahd was a boy when I lived.
Oh.
Strahd was a boy.
Was he a tutor or something?
That's why Strahd's so ordinary.
Ask him why my corpse disappeared.
Well, maybe he was a bad teacher, and that's why Strahd's extraordinary. Just sucked at teaching. I don't know.
Okay.
Why are some of these corpses not real? Why did mine disappear?
How do we get downstairs?
Why are some of them illusions?
Yeah, how do we lower the iron bars?
How do we get downstairs? Okay. How do we get downstairs?
Lower the... No!
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm ordinaire.
Oh. What the heck? Wait, so what did we find out so far? He worked here? Strahd was a boy when...
Older than Strahd.
But we didn't find out, like, what he did, right? Even though I asked that.
You said, did you work for Strahd? What did you do for Strahd?
Oh, Strahd was a boy. Okay, so, like, what was your job? Or... Because he can only answer what he knows from his life. So,
How about what's... What's behind me? He won't know that if he doesn't know how to get downstairs. This is not a useful ability. These people are idiots.
I know, like everyone is.
Once you kill Strahd, you can ask him some questions.
Oh, sweet. What about, like, why are so many of these crypts filled with weird shit?
The Zaroviches are weird.
The Zaroviches are weird. Well, that gives us a little insight into stuff, I guess.
One more question.
We knew that.
What's the best secret that you know about Ravenloft Castle?
The best secret?
Yep.
I know about Ravenloft Castle.
Yes, I found a good question. It's going to be so the shittiest answer ever.
About Ravenloft Castle. My mind has to flip through.
The chef makes really good beets.
Yeah!
There is a window on the third floor that you can take a shit out of. And the corpse deanimates.
Why wouldn't you be
and
able to?
And I know his name sucks. And his
yeah,
alignment.
You already know his name. It fits what was on the right. Slab. Growlmore Nimble Knobs. And he's neutral good.
Neutral good. Okay, well, he was a good guy, you guys.
And
but he served the Zaroviches, which is weird.
No one who shits out of the third floor is good.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.